WBRB UK. Worse teeth, better accents.
Whoa! New year, new me. Hello, hello, indeed, Hoyle. Oh, welcome to 2024. It's BRB UK. Episode 574. I'm Dan. I'm clearly going through puberty, apparently. Common's poured out a drink. Tim's still wearing his Christmas jumper, you filthy animal.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing? All right?
Yeah, all right.
The Strovia.
Thanks, Coleman.
That's for Danya.
Yeah, lovely. No, it wasn't for me, but never mind.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year,
It's the 5th of January in the world of tomorrow.
Yes, we are living in the future.
I can't believe Godzilla attacked Slough.
I know. To be fair, it had it coming, to be quite honest. And they've been looking for
it. He's improved, but yeah.
Look. Very large Arab nations have invested a lot of money in Slough under the hope that it would be wiped off the face of the planet so they could make a tidy return on the insurance policy on it. So they're quite happy, allegedly, is what I'm going to say. So Slough, wiped off the face of the earth by Godzilla. What else has happened in 2024 that you've been surprised by, Tim?
I mean, not much so far.
Right.
I generally slept.
Okay, good.
So
back to normal for you then, really.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of it unconscious. Great story, great chat. Love the bants, Tim. Thank you so much. Well, we're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and back once again. And we're working our way through our special festive episodes. And this one is special festive episodes.
Fested episodes.
Yeah, okay. Fested. Festering. We've got it right here is what we've got. Your fested episodes. What's that smell? That's right. It's our special fested episodes. Lovely. What are we doing this episode, chaps? I know what we're doing. These are the ones to watch 2024, or the ones that we're going to be watching. Now, I said a couple of episodes ago, as a bit of a disclaimer, because the ones I picked to watch in 2023 were largely hot garbage, that this doesn't necessarily mean that these are going to be games that we think are going to be good. It's going to be games that we are interested to see how they turn out, okay? So I'm just going to put this disclaimer
according
here.
To you, who's decided to change the rules... Like, after years of doing it one way.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it that way anymore.
Nope.
And I honestly didn't do it that way last year.
No, I didn't.
Definitely.
And that's the story I'm going to stick to, Tim. Thank you very much. I can start with the good ones, if you like, to put that jewel case of Forspoken away, Coleman. Should I start with the good
ones? Just the jewel case.
Yes. Start good, then go bad.
I'll start good, then
it's
go
the way
bad.
Fruit works.
Absolutely. So, what the first one I'm looking forward to, because it's this is coming out via Devolver Digital, I believe, at some point in early 2024, is a game by the name of Angerfoot. Angerfoot had a little demo available on Steam, which you can check out right now. Basically, you are a green-skinned balaclavaed vigilante who likes kicking things with his feet, or particularly his left foot. The name of the game is kick all the things in the face, listen to some awesome music, have a good old giggle at the physics involved as you kick things with your feet, and kick things with your feet. It's an irreverent, fun, kind of speed-runny game. Looks awesome fun. The demo's a right giggle. I'm hoping that there's a full game's worth of fun hijinks to be had rather than an amount that's perfectly suited to a relatively short demo. But I'm very excited to see how this game turns out. And Devolver do a good job, I think, generally speaking, of curating kind of really fun indie titles. So
yeah,
properly looking forward to this one.
I was impressed they managed to secure Daniel Day-Lewis as the left foot.
I know, it's incredible, isn't it?
A little My Left Foot reference for you there.
Yeah. Very good, Coleman.
It's only like 20, 30 years old. But, you know.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Current affairs.
What's next, Dan?
What's topical. Next is Windblown. Windblown is the recently announced, by recently I mean it was at the Video Advert Awards, hosted by Jeff Keane. and this is from the people who made Dead Cells, Motion Twin. There's not a lot of details other than it's going to be a bit, guess what? It's going to be a roguelike. It's kind of a bit more isometric. It looks like basically you go and try and do a thing, you die, you come back again, you die a bit more, you try and learn how to do things better. Guess what? You die again and you keep on going till you make all the bad mans cry and whimper in a corner. That's right. That's this game. It looks fun. I think it's going to be awesome. And Dead Cells was great. So I think Windblown has a very good chance of being so as well.
So this is 3-player roguelike?
It's unclear. There are 3 in the trailer. Looks like there are 3 kind of main protagonists. I don't know whether or not that's going to be 3 broad character classes you can pick from, or whether or not it's going to be kind of 3-way multiplayer. I don't think there's enough info out about it yet. Either which way, it looks like there's going to be multiple characters to pick from.
It's only confirmed for PC at the moment as well. Yes. So kind of we'd have to do some finagling with Tim if that was the 3-player. But I just like the idea of you getting
you don't really finagle with both me
and Tim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Trying to play a roguelike with the two of us.
Could yep. drive you mad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's... time you're wasting.
Me and Coleman could help ruin stuff. That game for you, Dan.
Hey, look, it's been
ruin
a while.
Ruin it.
It's been a hot minute.
Hey, let's go play Sea of Thieves.
No, I've got a better idea. Let's go and play Skull and Bones instead.
Oh, no!
That's not a better idea, Dan.
It could be a great idea. Look, it's been... this game is so awesome, right? That they've,
it's currently
being
played
in beta. They've put it back several years in a row by several years.
It is 3-player co-op.
Yeah.
Oh, but they know how awesome it's going to be.
As we know, Age on Troubled Development for video games only makes the game better. Let's look
yes.
at Duke Nukem Forever.
Great game.
It didn't go badly for Dead Island 2, to be fair. Like, I was afraid of that.
They had to start the game
that,
4 times, Tim.
Yeah, that didn't help.
It went through different studios.
I mean, I think this is my, I'm just intrigued to see how this game ends up being, because this really probably should have come out way back in the day of the Xbox One, I think is probably fair to say, where it's essentially that, oh, look, people really enjoyed the pirate bit about the piratey Assassin's Creed game, whose name, oh, Black Flag. The name was escaping
same
me.
Same team.
Yeah, exactly. It is the same team. And who knows if this spins out to a full game well or not. I'm just intrigued to see what happens. I think it's going to be entertaining. It's either going to be a really awesome, fun game, or it is going to be an absolute car crash. Any which way, I'm getting popcorn for the occasion. So, I will recommend you come join
That's
me.
Fair.
Allegedly coming out in February this year.
I don't know if you... I think that is a likely date now. I don't know if you've seen online, but they're gearing up for a beta to go out. But there have been early beta codes given out to influencers that have been incredibly critical of the development of this game to kind of sway them around. And one of them I saw who's, I can't remember the guy's name, but is like his previous videos, he's very critical over the look of Skull and Bones. After playing it went, all right, they sent me a code and it's not horrible.
Oh, well,
it is
that
definitely
reassured.
You can't tell if he's doing it because he got sent a free thing and wants more free things, but he went, it's definitely a game that some people will like. Some people probably won't, but it's real. It's damn real.
Wow.
At least it's not vaporware, I guess.
All right.
Maybe.
For those keeping score on their BRB UK bingo cards for next year, Angerfoot, Windblown, and Skull and Bones for Dan.
Yep.
Or his ones to watch for 2023, because those are all games he's incredibly excited for, because he thinks they're all going to be brilliant.
Coleman's got
much
a
much like
first
list.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
You think Skull and Bones will be brilliant? We heard it here first.
Yes. I will start off with Replaced. And
okay.
This is one which I think if anything's going to get delayed, it's going to be this one. Because
right.
It's been delayed
possibly
a bunch already. This is from Sad Cat Studios. It's a kind of like a Flashpoint type game or another world type game where it's a 2D Beautifully done pixelated game, puzzles and stuff all based in the future, sci-fi. If I had to explain it quickly, like if it was a lo-fi, that's a VR game that was meant to come out last
don't
year.
Don't mention
was
those two letters.
To come out this year. It kind of sounds like Blade Runner if it was another world.
right. Okay.
Another Blade Runner world. Okay.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it. I think there's some controversy with the studio or the owner of the studio. I'm not fully sure. I tend to kind of steer clear of that in favor of the media itself. But from what I've seen of the game so far, and I've seen a few trailers now, it looks really, really good.
Oh, I love the art style of this game. Yeah. Absolutely love it.
It's that point of like the Amiga where you would play really good looking games on the Amiga and go, wow, graphics will never get better than this. It's that idea of if you were to elevate the Amiga's graphics, this is what it would become to me personally. So yes, my first one is Replaced. I am really looking forward to that one. My second one is no surprise as someone who's been going into a bit of a resurgence in fighting games over the last previous couple of years of this show. Tekken 8 got announced.
Oh.
Big beefy boy physics. You get to see the muscles bulge when they're flexing and powering up and stuff. But more so,
can I just say, and yes. I'm guessing this will probably be the case, also boobs, knowing generally
that's more a dead or alive thing.
Yeah, I'm sure there's someone whose job it has been to evaluate boob physics. They're generally Japanese fighting games.
It's a Japanese fighting game with women in it. So probably. But there's been a lot of character redesigns that have been kind of teased previously in games and then they never kind of pulled the trigger on it. They've always kept them pretty much looking the same, just better graphics and stuff. So it's all, and I love the bonkers story of Tekken. I like the look of all the new characters. So I'm very much looking forward to this.
Have you played the demo yet? I'm not looking forward to.
No, I haven't played the demo yet. I forgot you told me that was out.
Yeah, I played the demo. It's graphically not the most impressive fighting game, but I really like what they're doing with the story. They've also added some other weird mode in, which is really not good from what I've seen. Some weird arcade thing where you've got like avatar things wandering around. But the actual story mode, they actually like change how the way the fights operate and kind of, there's a bit of back and forth and kind of sort of made it so that all kind of evolves in the way the story's going and stuff as well. Like the demo's really worth trying out because it's made me much more interested in the single player game going forward as well. So yeah, I recommend.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's quite a bit of it there as well. They've given you a bit of the story mode, a bit of the arcade. And some characters to fight with in single player and multiplayer as well. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it. The only thing I'm not looking forward to, because it is a modern fighting game, is what will be the DLC release of fighters going forward. Because the way Bandai Namco especially have done it over the last couple of different games, not just Tekken, but other different games under their umbrella, they just like selling you characters that you already like to play as.
Turns me off modern fighter games, that and my age-related utter lack of reflexes is the is just the way.
Oh, I never play them online.
No, never play them online. But it's just the way that it's so much of the really cool stuff they just lock behind additional paywalls and just really annoys me.
It's not just that. I mean, I've explained this before. Like one of the biggest ones I had a problem was the last Street Fighter game that came out, 5, and there was a lot of complaints about that game when it first came out, and over time they improved it. They released things. Some stuff are free, some stuff paid, but the paid stuff was so expensive. But at one point, like I think it was like 4 different expansions that you had to pay £25 for each time. They finally released Blanka. Blanka.
Yeah.
Like one of the mainstay characters of Street Fighter since 2 has been in every game since 2. In fact, the head developer, designer guy, his favorite character in Street Fighter, they only just added to him. And then the last game, I had the similar thing with Lei Wulong, one of my favorite characters. And they went, we'll sail the one who's based off Jackie Chan. And they basically went, okay, he's not in the game. I went, all right, I guess I'll get used to not playing as we've got to buy him. Fine, let's do that.
He's not in the game, but he is in this DLC right over here.
Mm-hmm. Much like, I'm looking forward to the game, not looking forward to the price of the character. I still didn't buy some of the other characters on the last game, and I was going for all of those. So, yeah. My last one is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which I was surprised to find the other day that a lot of people still think that this is a proper remake of Final Fantasy VII, and they're waiting until like all the discs are out. And I'm going to tell you once again that this is not a remake of Final Fantasy VII. This is a world where Final Fantasy VII happened, and I think enough time has passed for me to say it, and I won't go like proper spoilers, but the world of Final Fantasy VII happened.
Right.
And the timeline's being messed with.
Right. So Reborn, would you say?
It's the rebirth. Yeah, it's the rebirth of Final Fantasy VII. So it'll start out, you'll see things that you recognize.
Okay.
And then it would change over time. And if you watch the current trailer, and if you played the last expansion pass and stuff, you'll notice that things get thrown in from like Dirge of Cerberus, Crisis Core. It's all kind of one amalgamated mess. And I'm really excited for this. So yeah, this is coming out in 2024. And I'm really
also
looking
segues.
Forward to.
Yeah.
Yes, there are segues. It's this and the next Yakuza game. Sorry, not Yakuza. They're called Like a Dragon now. But the next Like a Dragon game has segues in it as well. So that's two different cool Japanese games that are coming out with segues.
I love how they got their finger on the pulse of popular Western culture 15 years ago. It's great. Love it.
But yes, I'm looking forward to Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. And I'm also looking forward to finding out what the third game will be called, because we've had Remake, Rebirth, Revengeance.
Revengeance.
Reflux.
Reflux. Regurgitate. Reflow.
Yeah.
That one is just a remake.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah,
Tim,
I need
you
to finish the last
three?
One, but yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you should.
I got.
You both should.
Yeah, I definitely need to go back and play at some point, but yeah, it's finding the hours.
It's on Steam Deck, Dan.
Yeah. Three games. Again, I have slightly cheated by disqualifying VR games, mainly to keep you two sane, but also because me and Kev can do that, and then I can cheat and get a few more things.
Also, because you put four on the list originally, and I wrote something nasty to you on the agenda.
Yeah.
Did you? Wait, so, passive aggressive so formatting of the words three picks each, was it?
Yeah. But one that's been kind of on the horizon for a while now, but I do believe it will be coming out in 2024. And I think it's kind of everyone's forgotten about it a little bit, but Plucky Squire is one that I'm really looking forward to. It's one that we've seen shown off a couple of times now, and I'm hoping that the next time you hear about it is because it's got a release date and it's coming out shortly afterwards.
Playable storybooks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks. I love the styling of this game. Looks amazing.
Yeah, and it's a kind of 2D adventure that pops into 3D when you jump out of the storybook and jump into the not quite real world because it's still a game world. But yeah, it just looks like when you're journeying between the two, that's going to be some really interesting mechanics. Looks really charming. Looks kind of like the Mario Whimsy brought to a more storybook kind of world. Very interested in seeing how this one shapes out, but that's one I'm really looking forward to. I mentioned it on last week's show, but Rise of the Ronin, I don't know if this is a PlayStation exclusive. I think it might be.
I believe it is at the moment.
But it's definitely going to PS5.
Console exclusive. By,
yeah, console exclusive. By Team Ninja. Team Ninja generally make really good hack and slash games, and unlike some of their games which were a bit more in fantasy-based settings, like Nioh, like Ninja Gaiden and stuff like that, this seems to be a bit more of a real-world historical setting. How much I enjoyed Ghost of Tsushima is making me look forward to a bit more to this, but I expect it to be a bit more arcadey, as it does look like that from the trailers. But
it's going to be hard.
Yeah, but really interested to see what Team Ninja do with this. I am really interested in how that shapes out, and that's one that I'm really looking forward to. So I believe it's coming out in February next year.
February.
So, yeah, I think that's going to be one of the bigger games.
In March,
the
I believe, actually. Sorry.
In March, okay. I knew it was first quarter, but I wasn't sure when.
Do you know what? I think off the top of my head, through some weird osmosis, I think it's 22nd of March.
Oh, in fact, yeah, I corrected you the other day and said 22nd of March, didn't I? So yes. But yeah, it just looks really good. It looks like it's going to be visually impressive, but I also expect the gameplay to be really good as well. So that's one I'm really looking forward to. The other game that I'm looking forward to is one of Ubisoft's games, and
controversial.
I've kind of lost faith in a lot of their open world things, but I really like the look of what they presented in the early trailer of Star Wars Outlaws. I love my Star Wars. It looks like a fun open
Outlaws.
World game where you're a kind of, rogue kind of... In the same vein of Han Solo and just being a general scoundrel working your way around the galaxy, seeing who you
the
can
lesser known psychic
over
of General Kenobi,
and see who you
General
can profit
scoundrel.
From. Yes, and it looks like it's going to be what I really want from a Star Wars game as well. So,
because this is set between Empire and Strikes Back, isn't it? Sorry, not Empire. That's the same film. What a moron I am. It's just set between Empire Strikes Back and Return
Wars
of the Jedi.
Handing your Star Wars badge and your nerd gun on
Damn
the
it.
Desk by the end of the day.
I will do. Don't worry. I will punch myself in the face repeatedly for that. But it's between. There we go. Episode 5 and Episode 6 is when this is done. Going from one of the best movies in the Star Wars nonology, as it now is.
I remember exactly when it is, but it's definitely that sort of era. But it's just the kind of the setup and what they're doing with it that I think is the most interesting thing. I don't know how this is going to work out in gameplay. Is it going to suffer from the open world bloat that a lot of Ubisoft games tend to suffer from? I don't know. But I'm still, crossed fingers, very much looking forward to seeing how this one shapes up. And very interested to see if they actually deliver on the promise of what I hope it will be.
I think it stands a pretty good chance of succeeding, I think.
Yeah. I forgot about this, and I probably would have put this in my ones to watch before you, Tim, if I remembered. But I really, this gives me that feeling of, you remember when everyone kind of went off? Well, I guess that's launch or preview. Do you remember when everyone went off Marvel's Avengers? And then Squeenix put out Guardians of the Galaxy, and a lot of people kind of skipped Guardians of the Galaxy because of Marvel's Avengers. And it ended up being, like, Loki, one of my favorite games of the year. This gives me that kind of feeling. It's like, okay, we've... And it's kind of the same as, I don't know if you ever saw Solo. I really like the film Solo because of the silliness and the kind of joking and self-referential humor to Star Wars and stuff. So it kind of reminds me of that kind of those two things, and that's why I really like the look of this game. So I'm looking forward to that one too. I think
the only thing I would say is I think it's the most likely of my three to be delayed in out of 2024. But
I mean, if Jurassic Park Survivor had a date, that probably would be on my lineup. But this is like on that level with me. Mm. I want Jurassic Park. I want that. I want all the film games that look cool.
Also, I don't know what Quantic Dreams is doing with their Star Wars game as well, but that's
something emotional roller coaster,
well.
something David Cage.
Again,
he's trying to convince George Lucas that nipples are an important integral part of the Star Wars storyline.
Well, that's the other thing. Which one's the worst performing studio in terms of, looking after your staff and not sexually harassing them between Quantic Dream and Ubisoft? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to stay quiet here.
Yeah, I don't.
Yes.
Can we all just agree that people should not be bellends to one another? Can we just agree that? Mm-hmm, can we just agree that? I think the whole world and just universe would be a better place.
I can't comment on what's worse, but I think Ubisoft have the most public.
I know Quantic Dream is pretty much.
Okay, I think what we're going to do is wrap this show right up. Right up is what we're going to do. We're going to wrap this show up before Tim gets us into any more trouble. thank you so much for listening to us. Those are our ones to watch. So that was from me, Angerfoot, Windblown, and Skull and Bones. For Goalman, it was Replaced.
Replaced, Tekken 8, Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth.
And for Timothy, it was...
You wanted me to do mine now that Colin did his. Plucky Squire, Rise of the Ronin, and Star Wars Outlaws.
It made sense.
There we go. Right. thank you so much for listening to us. We are going to be back next week with our kind of final festering special, whatever Tim made me say at the beginning of the show. That's going to be the one we do next week. And then after that, we'll be back to normal programming. But if you missed a Great British Debate, we have good news for you, because that's what next episode's all about. Thank you so much for listening to us. We are going to finish this show. So all that's really left for me to do is to remind you that I have been Dan.
I might have been Tim.
Yeah.
I've been a special festering special.
Yeah. So until next time, dear listeners, toodle bye.
You and your ears are quite welcome for the podcasting goodness that you just heard. Why not roll on over to BigRedBarrel.com for more podcasts, news, reviews, and videos from the biggest, reddest site on the internet, BigRedBarrel.com.